Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan, your host. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going at it.
And we just finished a segment with Charlie Berman, who is the Town of North Hempstead Receiver of Taxes. And the only thing you should come away from is call 311, go to his seminars, because the number of people that are not receiving the benefits they could be getting. It's you know, it's money that's yours. You go and you fill out the forms. You don't need attorneys to do it. And the pot is getting smaller and smaller, so you understand what he's saying. It's take advantage of what's there for you. Now we're going to go to something totally different, but we have Tom Cerner with us today, and I've met Tom before, and Tom lives in Glenhead, and he is the founder and president of Youth Hire, which is a nonprofit organization designed to help youth find direction in life, but also by helping seniors, which is the part of the Project Independence aspect of it. Is Tom has put together an organization that, in my mind, benefits seniors, and while he's doing it, helps the youth. It's a different way of saying the same thing, but it's really a tremendous organization, which, again, it's called Youth Hire, and I want to thank you, Tom, for coming on.
Well, thank you.
And you have a guest with you, which you will introduce, and then you're going to tell us about Youth Hire and also how it came about,
okay,
which is the first thing.
Sure thing. At first, I'd just like to thank you for having me on the show, and I'd also like to thank the Honorable Judge F. Dana Winslow, who's also a resident of Glenhead, and he's a recently retired Justice of the Supreme Court for the state of New York in Nassau County, having served from 1997 through 2015. A judicial hearing officer, he was also president and chairperson for the Association of Justices of the Supreme Court of the State of New York. And I couldn't be more grateful to have him here with me today.
A pleasure indeed.
Thank you.
Actually, Tom, why don't you leave and we'll talk to the judge?
That would also be a pleasure.
Another show.
Be a good show, by the way, talking about being a judge.
Yeah, and I agree.
Especially with what's going on today.
Yeah, from a human interest
point of view. Okay.
Yeah. So, as you said in the intro, explain what Youth Hire is about. Yes, we are a 501c3 charity organization, and our goal is to help young adults find their true passion in life. That's our ultimate goal. And why we feel that is important is because we feel someone who is passionate about what they are doing will ultimately find success in their life. So how do we do this? We have several things that we have worked on, number one being a website called youthhire.org that acts as a central hub for young adults to search for opportunities that match their personal interests. The website is divided into four separate areas: internships, volunteer projects, employment opportunities, and odd jobs. So our efforts will be to engage within local communities to establish relationships with school districts, local businesses, civic organizations, and homeowner residents.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you. How do a junior in high school?
Mm-hmm, yes.
How do they find out about Youth Hire? How are they going to find your website and say this is something of, I mean, other than word of mouth, if I was on it, and I'm going to turn around to a friend of mine and say, God, you should go to this website.
Well, this radio program isn't hurting
at
all.
Yeah, no, 100%, but no. Yeah. I'm talking about you have programs within the schools.
It's just a lot of grassroots outreach. I started this in the Glenhead region, the North Shore community.
Okay.
We're partnered right now with the North Shore School District.
Oh,
and I'd like to give a shout out to Superintendent Ed Melnick, who is very supportive of our program. And he interviewed with me, and we had a newspaper article written. And he's been a great great help in getting the word out through the school system, which is what we're trying to do in the North Hempstead region as well. So I'm reaching out to the Manhasset, Great Neck, Port Washington school districts to see if we can establish partnerships within those school districts so that we can get the word out to the student body. And also to the surrounding community. That would include the local businesses and the homeowners and civic organization as well.
Okay.
So the website itself is constructed. It's divided into four separate categories. And the website address is youthhire.org.
One H, though.
One H.
Yeah, that's got to stress
that. That's important.
Youthhire.org, but it's
youhire.com. No youth, right?
No, Y-O-U-T-H-I-R-E.
Okay.
.org.
Right. It's not right. a double H.
Okay. I used to be a for-profit, but I converted to a nonprofit, and that's allowed me to get better access into the school systems and to civic organizations.
Okay.
So, and it's been successful, and now I'm looking to branch out into other communities. And having had a prior relationship with Project Independence, you know, I reached out to see if you'd be interested in having me on again to explain that now we're going to be reaching out to school districts within this area, which we feel will be beneficial to senior citizens.
Okay.
Have you, like I noticed what you said, you have four different categories: traditional employment, internships, volunteer projects, odd jobs. Which of those have you had the most action, if you will?
No, right now it's been mostly odd jobs and traditional employment. So we've been reaching out to the local businesses and the homeowners in the area.
Right.
So right now in my area, in the North Shore area, we have about 400 kids signed up, and I have about 250 homeowners that have signed up.
So do you have a bigger need to get children, kids signed up, or opportunities for them to work at?
That's a great question, because it's kind of like a two-sided coin.
Right.
So you need the jobs and you need the kids that are, you know, registered with the site.
Right.
So we've been working more on trying to get the homeowners and businesses to post jobs to the site, because the kids are out there and they want to work. And I think there might just be a little bit of apprehension or that this is something new. It's a new concept. It's online. You know, you're hiring somebody through the internet. So we've addressed that concern. And so now when kids sign up or register with the site, they have to create a profile page. And that's been the case since the beginning. And that's a snapshot of that person. And then in addition, they undergo an online background check.
Yeah, like trust among the seniors. You know, they keep hearing about all kinds of things that go on. And I think that's a key hurdle that would have to mentally be overcome.
Yes.
By a senior to allow a teenager to come in the house and do work or whatever.
Absolutely.
So that's important that you're addressing that.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's been trial and error as we go along.
Right.
And the background checks were instituted about a year ago, and that's been real successful. Everybody that signs up with the site now, and that includes the homeowners, they undergo a background check. It's allowed us to provide a level of comfort to who that person that you're bringing into your house to do an odd job, for instance. But we're also keeping it community based, so that you know that person most likely or lives within your area when you can review their profile page, because it'll indicate if they're a high school student or a college student and where they reside. So that way you also have a level of comfort. And then as the person, you know, completes more and more jobs, that'll show up on his profile page.
Right.
So you can see that they've completed jobs in your area, so you have a level of comfort there as well.
You know, one of the areas that comes up a lot for seniors, and you would never know it because it's about 90 degrees in this room that we're in right now, but snow shoveling.
Absolutely.
Is a big issue.
Yes.
And it comes up at every Project Independence advisory meeting when you come near the season, you know, to be jolly and the snow starts to fall. Is that something that people on both sides of the coin might get involved with, you know, as an odd job?
Absolutely. You know, and this is where I see youth hire being really beneficial to senior citizens in that type of category. So it could apply to anything, but, you know, heavy lifting type, you know, jobs, moving any heavy objects, snow shoveling, raking leaves, mowing lawns. We had somebody in Glenhead, who actually he ran this radio station, I think, for about 20 years, Bill Moser. He lives in my area. He had he recently had a heart attack, and he was advised not to be doing any heavy lifting. He needed some boxes that needed to be moved to his attic. So he posted a job to the website, and he hired a kid. The kid came and moved the boxes for him. And so it worked out really well for him. And that's what we're trying to do, you know, as something that would be beneficial to seniors, that they could see this is, you know, something that could help them in those types of jobs.
Well, like I've been on your website and looked through a lot of the listings, and one in particular here, remove air conditioner.
Yes.
Is on, you know, goes right along with what you're talking about. It's kind of the opposite of snow shoveling.
Yes.
But you have to get the air conditioner in the window, and you have to get it out of the
window. Simple little things like that.
Yeah.
Right. How would you find somebody to do that? And maybe back in the day, there was that ability, you could find a kid on your block, But I just don't think today that's, you know, that's the case. So what we've done is we've provided a platform that connects communities so that you can find kids from across town that will do that type of job for you.
I'm going to interrupt, just because the judge is here. What was your experience with youth hire? Because you're involved in it somehow, so therefore...
Involved to this degree. I am a person who has received benefits and services. And it arose out of a trip to the library, Gold Coast Library, at which and I asked the library whether or not they had computer assistance programs, seminars of some kind. And they said, no, but that's a good idea. And I was about to leave when I received a copy of the brochure and also the opportunity to call Mr. Cerna, Tom Cerna. And I did and had a lengthy conversation, got the information, went to the website, and went through the processes of registering.
Okay.
They weren't onerous. Contacted that day a person, had a brief discussion, and he literally appeared for an interview that same day and started the next day. Actually, I think he started that same day.
Terrific. Okay.
So my contact has been through the schools, word of mouth, and as an aside, the library did start offering computer assistance, but in the library.
Okay.
For 1 hour, and it is with juniors and seniors in high school for the most part.
Perfect. Got out.
The fact that our audience for this show is primarily seniors, not all of which have computers.
Mm-hmm.
Some do, some don't. But I think what I'm hearing is your system works around technology. That's how it works. So somebody out there who may need help should talk to a family or a friend who can assist them with just posting the job need on your website.
Yes.
But that can be done. I mean, you don't have to be a genius in order to to do that. And all I'm saying is that that doesn't mean that you shouldn't think about using this kind of a service. Get somebody to help you put the data into the computer and tell them what you're looking for, basically.
And it can be any computer. It doesn't have to be the computer in the home where the service is going to be provided.
It could be one of these things.
Yes. Or you could go to your local library and you can go on the library computer. But you bring up a good point because anybody can access the site.
Yeah. Hold your thought. Because we have to take a break.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll come back with that answer. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.